Okay, welcome to the daily readings from the Gateway Church. Today I'm reading John chapter 12, verses 37 to 50. It's probably one of the most difficult and sad parts of John's Gospel. So let's pray. Father God, help us to understand and grasp what you're trying to tell us in this passage. Lord, we want to be people of belief who love you and follow you. Thank you, Jesus, that there's so much goodness in doing that. So help us today as we read these words. Amen. But despite all the miraculous signs Jesus had done, most of the people still do not believe in him. This is exactly what Isaiah the prophet had predicted. Lord, who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? But the people couldn't believe, for as Isaiah also said, the Lord has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, so that their eyes cannot see and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and have me heal them. Isaiah was referring to Jesus when he said this, because he saw the future and spoke of the Messiah's glory. Many people did believe in him, however, including some of the Jewish leaders, but they wouldn't admit it for the fear that the Pharisees would expel them from the synagogue, for they loved human praise more than the praise of God. Jesus shouted to the crowds, "If you trust me, you are trusting not only me, but also God who sent me. For when you see me, you are seeing the one who sent me. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. I will not judge those who hear me but don't obey me, for I have come to save the world and not to judge it. But all who reject me and my message will be judged on the day of judgment by the truth I have spoken. I don't speak on my own authority. The Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it. And I know his commands lead to eternal life. So I say whatever the Father tells me to say." So there's much beauty in this passage of, you know, as we respond to him, we are brought from darkness into light and we'll remain in him. And he wants to save us and save the world. But there's this difficult bit about God blinding eyes and hardening hearts. And you've got to wonder why on earth that is so. So what we have here in verse 38 is one quote from Isaiah, Isaiah 53, verse 1. And then a couple of verses later in verse 40, he quotes from Isaiah 6, 10. And it matters because of this. Isaiah 53 describes the suffering servant who we know now is Jesus. You know, the suffering servant is this figure who has to suffer, you know, will come to be oppressed and to die for us. And the verses after the quote in Isaiah 53 are this: "He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men." So that quote is referencing Jesus, who, you know, you look at Jesus and think, well, really? You know, there's nothing, no form or majesty. He's going to suffer. He's going to look bloody and awful when he's dying on the cross. You know, what is there as you look at him in human eyes that would make him like that? He's a suffering servant. And then the other quote in verse 40 is from Isaiah 6, which is that bit where Isaiah gets his vision in the temple, like a heavenly temple. "I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. Above him stood a seraphim, and one another called to one another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" And so you get this glorious Christ as well. So you get this Jesus who's this suffering servant that nobody even wants to look at. And then you get this glorious Christ. And that's the kind of thing they're not going to cope with. You know, they're looking for a political Messiah. And so the way that God has planned to blind and harden many in Israel was by sending them a Messiah. This is John Piper saying this. He said, "whom he knew they were wired to reject. They did not want his lowliness, and they did not want his pretensions to glorious deity. But that's what they get. And God knew the effect that it would have, and he sent him anyway, and thus blinded them with human weakness and divine glory of Jesus." We've got this Jesus, this suffering servant, this man. You know, he came as a man. He humbled himself and became a man. And then he died. He was beaten and crucified. But then he rose again and he ascended to the glorious heights. We've accepted him. We love him. It's not what they wanted. They wanted this figure that would rescue them from the Romans. And also many were scared of announcing that they would believe because of the Pharisees who put them out of the synagogue. They looked for praise from people more than praise of God. And that's one of the things about our faith, is that we need authentic faith where we're not worried about what people think, we're worried about what God thinks. And we know that God thinks good things. I've been listening to an album by a lady called Charity Gale called Endless Praise. There's this wonderful line in this song by that she's written called New Name Written Down in Glory, where it says, "I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am." Isn't that an amazing truth? We are who we are because the I am, Jesus, God, tells us who we are, and we are his beloved children. Isn't that amazing? Thank you, Jesus, for that. Bless us, Lord. Amen.